This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. Mm. And on the show today, we are asking you if you would pay to attend an event in VR. And if so, how much? And if not, why not? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a whole bunch of messages to get through. But first, we're doing a story on coffee.
Coffee
is life.
Coffee is life for a lot of people. So it's around a story around food security, right? And this is Tracing Coffee, a Bean to Cup Journey. And it's a very interesting, well, interesting tie up using technology around blockchain, right? Mm. So to be informed is a customer's right, and to inform creates trust, right? If I know more about your company. So to that end, so Starbucks took to it to digital traceability, allows its customers to get in-depth information on the coffee beans they're buying. With a mobile app or laptop, buyers can scan or type in the numbers in your coffee bean bags and trace where the coffee beans are from and where it's made. So they always talk about it, right? And we just assume that that's the case. So now they've just taken it a step further that you're able to just trace where it is, right? So if you... So there's all Starbucks digital traceability. So how it works, using your laptop, buyers can go to the traceabilitystarbucks.com to scan or enter a number in the back of any bag of whole beans at Starbucks stores, currently only in the US, right?
Okay.
So the mobile web app will then take you to the part of the world where your coffee was grown, introduce you to some of the farmers growing the coffee there, and even lead you meet some of the roasters who transform your green coffee beans into the ones you're drinking. So you can drink this coffee and watch it at the same time, right?
Wow.
So coffee farmers can also benefit from it, as the code will also have its reverse code that notifies them to track their products. So they also know, you know, who bought
my
coffee, right? So this is powered by Microsoft using blockchain technology to make all these things happen. So blockchain technology, as you know, allows businesses to have an open and distributed ledger of information that records every transaction. So you know every step of the way.
So, but why are they doing this? And why is this important?
I think like people are talking about sustainability, people, especially with the environment, and people are doing all these things, right? One of which is it allows customers to be sure that their drinking is safe to be consumed. Now with COVID as well, it tends to make everyone paranoid in everything we eat or drink, right? It minimizes the impact of food incidents and to manage liability issues. So ethical, to know whether your coffee bean comes from ethical farms and safe business practices, that they are paid fairly. Educational, it also takes coffee drinkers directly to places where coffee is grown and to the people who grow it. And it is a choice for the customers who care where their beans come from, and having the option for consumers to trace origins of products allows the company to be liable and transparent. And I think this is going to be the thing for all of us, right? It's going to be like, I need to know where my food is coming from, will anything destroyed or harmed along the way, right? As much as possible, you want to go for even your, if you're a meatarian, if you're a carnivore, so you want to make sure that grass-fed beef or that sort of thing, right? So as much as possible, yeah.
Yeah, okay. A very interesting story. And it just, it kind of takes me back to that story that we did about Tiffany and their diamonds, right? And how now you will get a certificate telling you exactly where your diamonds are from, the cut, the clarity, all that they've been doing before, but now you know exactly where it comes from. At least, you know, you can buy it with the peace of mind that it was sourced ethically, right? But also for this story, you know, the fact that it kind of educates the public on like where the coffee is coming from. Because sometimes, we go look at these fancy coffee pods as well, and then it says, oh, this is from Brazil, this is from India, this is from here and there. But you only get to differentiate from the taste, but also to see where it really comes from and the process as well. So that's great.
Right, and everything else, right? I mean, if you think about the exotic animals that people want to buy and all that, maybe this is also added pressure. Don't do it.
All right. Coming back to our main story of the day, we have a whole bunch of messages to get through. Would you pay to attend an event in virtual reality? And if so, how much? And if not, why not? And let's look at the results from the poll.
All right.
It's a few minutes to the end.
It's about 45% no. Yes, a token fee, about 32%. Yes, half price, 15%. And yes, full price, 8.5%. Good on you, the 8.5%. They must be the organizers.
So you've got 55% or so who say yes, they would pay at least something. And we've got 40 44% or 45% who say that they would not pay. Over on Instagram, we have 74% who say that they would not pay and 26% who say that they would pay. And we've got a whole bunch of messages here on Instagram. We've got Ali who says, no, VR makes me nauseated. We've got Kanyalang who says, yes, 50 ringgit per event. Morris Chang says, the current technology for VR is not feasible to have the same experience as the live event. Yes, but maybe it will get better. Maybe this will spur it on. Nordiana says, VR gives me a headache, so no. And Yi Huan is agreeing with Kanyalang and saying max 50 per pax. And we also have another message here on Twitter.
All right, this is Ramli Sira. At Prince Live at the Wembley Arena, I nearly caught Sheila E's sweaty towel she threw into the crowd. Okay, so some of you will have to do a Google search on who Sheila E is and maybe even Prince. So I don't fancy falling over my coffee table just trying to do the same, you
on
know.
On VR, right? Yeah. Via VR, yeah.
Just not the same.
It is. It's not the same. thank you, everyone, for your messages and for participating in our poll as well. Of course, that was our top story of the day. VR, yay or nay. We also spoke about how brands trend-jacked the Klang Valley water disruption over the weekend. And finally,
a blockchain story, Starbucks and Microsoft, so you know exactly where your coffee comes from. Not in Malaysia yet, but I'm sure coming soon.
Yeah, no, don't go anywhere. Right after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is the Breakfast Grill replay. And on the grill this morning, Shaoning spoke to Sarlee Idol Sarkum from Honda Malaysia. And that was quite an interesting grill as well. So stay tuned for that. That's happening after the 1 p.m. news bulletin. Frida and I will be back again same time tomorrow. Same place as well on Enterprise Biz Bytes with more fun stories for you. So, you know, join us again tomorrow. But for now, we will leave you with Fur. With Angel Eyes, this is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.